In Northern Ireland, the Parades Commission has approved a revised route for a unionist parade through the town of Resharkin. The parade was the scene of minor violence last year. Yesterday, the commission heard a plea by the moderate nationalist SDLP party about a parade scheduled for the August 28th in Ardoyne, the scene of three nights of rioting after July 12th. The delegation said the band accompanying the parade was objectionable and the march will only lead to increased tensions in the area. We spoke to SDLP Belfast City Councillor Nicola Mallon about her objections to the parade and why this year's marching season has been so tense.
We have grave concerns about the potential for public disorder and disturbance in Ardoyne if this parade with the particular band is allowed to go ahead. The band that has been applied for is a loyalist flute band, has very strong sectarian connections and commemorates on its logo loyalist volunteers responsible for the deaths of a number of Catholics in Belfast. And we believe that if this parade goes ahead, that there is a strong possibility that public disorder will result. This year, we have taken a backward step. I think that's because there is a complete breakdown of any genuine and meaningful dialogue at a local level. The parade organisers, there was an element of dialogue, but the parade organisers have completely walked away from that despite persistent and repeated attempts and offers by residents in the Ardoyne area to sit down, to talk and to try and find a lasting resolution to this contentious issue.